And I did want to, what was that? Steve, can you address item number four on the list, 51 Prospect Street?
Okay.
Where you say, while it was, work was completed, you say you believe it's been sold?
Yeah, it has changed hands. It's a new owner right now. You have the picture there. You recall what it looked like. I think they did a very good job on the bulk of the building. The porch, however, is unfinished wood. So the railing, so I don't know if they intend to paint that. The fact that it has been sold kind of surprised me. I don't know if the new owner is planning to paint it, but I think that would have been a preference of the commission that the unfinished pressure-treated wood be painted to match the
other colors,
right,
and not stained.
The rest of the house, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you do raise under that item, what is it? Now that a property has changed hands, okay,
mm-hmm.
You know, what recourse do we have as a commission?
Right.
You know, because you do raise that here. So that's something that maybe we could, you know, just think about in the future. Hopefully anybody who, you know, who purchases in a historic district understands, you know, that they do need to come to us for exterior work.
Yeah. And I think this is something that the commission can keep in mind as we're reviewing and approving these things. I think this was kind of, you know, early in our review process, and we were still learning the ropes a bit. I think that Dan from Flip It was, you know, maybe a little casual in his presentation and saying, oh yes, I'm going to do this and I'll do that. And, you know, I don't know that we went down the full list of specifics that we should have maybe, you know, pointed to as, you know, key elements that needed to be completed. But I guess that's a learning process for us also.
I can just try to work on I could try to work on generally, I suppose, holding folks feet to the fire, for lack of a better word. You know, how do you as a commission like ours hold folks feet to the fire, you know?
Right.
Something I can look at other examples, like I did with the signage stuff, you know, find stuff from elsewhere. That's all.
Right. I think it's something we need to be keeping in mind. I think that we've been trying to find a balance between, you know, achieving the historic preservation and the goals that we want to achieve while not being, you know, overly burdensome to the process. So
and to the property owner.
Right.
So
correct.
Yeah. Like you said, you know, that was in the early years, so we, you know, learn as we go along. And I think now does the building department revisit properties where they've issued building permits?
It depends. Usually it's the sort of thing that if something is undergoing a major restoration, they will need to be inspected for a certificate of occupancy to make sure that it's, you know, the electrical and, you know, all the safety elements for safe occupancy are in place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, you know, we want to you know, think about tying to that loosely somehow.
So that, yeah, if, you know, a review process, you know, that may become burdensome. I don't know who would do it. I would think that would fall on the building department to have them inspect or review, you know, work that's being done, or to make sure that, you know, when they issue the permits, like you say, when they issue the certificate of occupancy. But, you know, I don't know if they actually review and look at things during the process phase.
Yeah. As much as it's a learning experience for us, it's a bigger learning experience for them in regards to historic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, then. Any other questions?
Nope.
Okay. Well, if you haven't already, take a look at Steve's email again. He sent it 3/26 today, and it does include photographs.
Yes, it's very nice. No, I would love one of these before every meeting.
Yeah. So, like I said, yeah, it's great to see this. So, Steve, again, I really appreciate this. It's
so nice, Steve. Good job.
Okay. Thank you.
And the problem with the Arch Street property, the insurance claim, that's my last thing. So we haven't heard anything. Do you feel that it's going to be demo by neglect?
I fear that. I don't, you know, I didn't think about it till this afternoon, and I emailed the building department and the owner, and maybe I'll hear back from them, and I'll pass that on.
Okay. I mean, I have to say, I haven't, you know, well, with the so-called stay-at-home order, I haven't ventured out too much. So I have not been down Arch Street to see the, you know, the current condition of that building, but that, you know, I think even originally in the back of my mind when he, you know, was answering you where he was dealing with the insurance company and he was just putting it off, that was my concern, that he's just kind of waiting this out.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and which is really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, this teleconference meeting could be one of our quickest meetings. Do we have anything else to discuss? Or Neil, can you give us a brief update on what's happening at Batterson?
Oh, sure thing. We have a final draft of an agreement with the Corporation Council from the City of Hartford. It grants Batterson Park Conservancy full rights to manage and operate the park. It has a 60% provision of board members from the City of Hartford to ensure Hartford residents are adequately represented in their park, despite the fact a nonprofit will be running it. It is in the hands of Hartford DPW right now, who are, hopefully going to abide by everything they've discussed so far, but given everything going on, the state is not going to be able to put forward any money, which is completely understandable, and I would be almost remiss if they did, so there will be no state bonding this year.
Yeah.
For the park, which means that it would be up to the Conservancy to fundraise for a general liability insurance policy and then to hopefully be able to get New Britain to mow it. But we do anticipate the state support to be there next year. But, we've got a final agreement. We're through City of Hartford Council. We will be a entity that's able to run the park. We will just need to be a little more scrappy and self-sufficient this first year than we were anticipating. So that's, you know, to be expected.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Usually the first couple of years are the toughest, and but you did a great job, and you all the research and groundwork that you did to move this forward, greatly appreciated.
Good job.
Well, yeah, and not many folks start a nonprofit the year a pandemic starts, but it's not a big deal. One thing that I am absolutely, you know, flabbergasted at, though, is that Hartford's not moving quicker because the state parks and the reservoir have been shut down several weekends in a row, and were Batterson just to be insured and mowed, folks could go there and socially distance responsibly and have an incredibly, you know, beneficial space of 55 acres to do that. So if you guys know anyone who has any, you know, rabble-rousing capabilities, I am a little frustrated in the sense that we, you know, at least can't just get it mowed and get the folks down to the waterfront. But yeah, and, you know, we're keeping it up.
Well, don't you have your neighbor, Representative Terziak?
We do, but you know, the more voices, the merrier. You know, he is my neighbor, but I don't want to be that neighbor. You know.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. That's all I've got on Batterson Park.
Well,
now.
I will say that the one thing to keep in mind is that it is a election year.
Yes, it is. Oh,
So if he is going to be running for re-election,
maybe we can, you know, do a little social distance meet up at the beach and discuss it. There, you know, I'm happy to give you a little tour.
Okay. Well, you could invite him, and I'd be more than happy to come up and represent, you know, the commission as chair.
Awesome.
I mean, his father was our music teacher at Pulaski Senior High School many years ago. I won't tell you how many years ago.
Well, sadly, we need the poll with Hartford. It's not the New Britain folks we need the poll with. It's but we've got Councilwoman Marilyn Rossetti in Hartford, and we've got Councilwoman Wilbur Bermudez.
Oh, okay.
But we're already through the council there. It's honestly getting Mayor Stewart to lean on Mayor Bronin to get his DPW to approve our agreement. That's really where the pressure should be exerted, were we to exert pressure.
Okay. Well, maybe I could, you know, have a chat with the mayor on your behalf.
She's super busy, and I have not, you know, deigned to bother her on this subject. But
okay, who's got the dogs barking in the back? Is that you, Neil?
Yes, those were my dogs. I do have dogs barking, sorry.
Okay. No, well, mine's up here barking, too.
Well, they're all trying to have their own meeting.
Well, I'm upstairs in the office, which has become my now, you know, my home office. I've taken it over from Ken, and since I started working from home, you know, 2 months ago, and the dog lays right outside the door at the top of the stairs. And he usually comes to visit me about 3:30 in the afternoon as the reminder, Mom, time for you to wrap it up. It's time for a walk in the park. So I know that he is there waiting for his after supper walk, which I usually do around 7:30. So that's probably why he's outside my door. Okay.
Or to take him for a walk.
Okay, if we don't have any other business, then may I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Go ahead, Frank. I knew you were going to do it. I was just joking.
Okay.
But I want to thank you for keeping your distances and wearing your mask.
Yeah. Frank. Steve Burke.
And thank you, Madam Chair, for your time, and and thank you, Steve, for the attention to detail, and the email with the six properties was extremely helpful and informative. And I just
did a good job there.
Adapting very well, so appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I'm hopeful that things get back to normal sooner rather than later, but. We'll keep you informed as things go by, as days go by.
Well, next time we can do Zoom and we can at least look at each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know. That means I have to wear something other than my sweatshirt and my shirt.
Well, just make sure you're using a coffee mug.
Right.
All right, then right, because I was going to say, we do, again, like I said earlier, we do a lot of, I've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings. That's what we've been doing most of our meetings with, is utilizing Zoom, so, because we all of us hate WebEx, so, which the university is pushing on us, so, but that's just my thoughts. It is good. Because at least with WebEx, with Zoom, we get to actually see each other. So,
right.
Which is great. Okay, well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you,
Steve, for all your work. Okay. And everybody stay safe and take care, okay?
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Yep. You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too.